Well, we're going to have our reading now, and Davina is going to come and read to us from Luke chapter 11. So over to Davina.
One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples spoke to him. "Lord," he said, "teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." Jesus said to them, "When you pray, this is what you should say. Father, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Keep us from falling into sin when we are tempted."
Let's pray and ask for God's help, shall we, as we think about prayer this morning. Father God, thank you for the privilege of prayer. Lord, we long to know more about it, and we pray, Lord, that as we reflect together now on prayer from the Bible and what Jesus has just taught us, please teach us, Lord, to pray. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. So this morning we're thinking about prayer, and we're thinking about the what and the how and the where and when and why of prayer. What is prayer all about? Well, put simply, prayer is talking to God. Okay, put simply, prayer is talking to God. Prayer is not listening to God. We listen to God through his word, as his Holy Spirit helps us understand it. But we talk to God in prayer. That's why when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, when they asked him how we should pray, he said, when you pray, he didn't say, listen. He said, no, when you pray, say. Because prayer is about talking to God. We listen to God through his word. We talk to God through prayer. But why pray? Why talk to God? Well, it's because God is our Heavenly Father. See, when you're friends with somebody, you talk to them. Can you imagine being a friend with somebody and never saying a word to them ever? Well, it would suggest that you're not really friends with them at all. When you're friends with someone, you talk to them. And trusting in Jesus makes us friends with God. In fact, it makes us more than friends. When we trust in Jesus, we actually become his children. And he becomes our Heavenly Father, which is why Jesus taught his disciples to pray, "Our Father." And just like it's natural for a child to talk to a parent, so it's natural if we trust in Jesus to talk to God as our Father. It's the greatest privilege we can know as believers, to know that the Creator of the universe, the Lord of all, is our Heavenly Daddy. So we're to pray because God is our Heavenly Father, but we're also to pray because we depend on our Heavenly Father for everything. Now, children know they need their parents. Children know they need their parents. You know, why? You know, who do you go to when you want to drink or when you want something to eat or you've hurt your knee or you're scared? Well, you go to your mum or dad, don't you? Jesus teaches us that we're to depend on our Heavenly Father for everything. And talking to him in prayer is how we do that. That's how we show our dependence on him. For our health, for our food, for our homes, for our learning at school, for our friendships, for our work, and for our interests. Everything has everything to do with God. Yeah, even when you're scared, you can talk to God when you're scared because everything has everything to do with God. So we're to depend upon him in prayer.
Or you lost your teddy.
Exactly. Do you know, when I lose things, which is pretty much every day, the first thing I do is pray and say, God, help me find my keys again. Yeah? So we can ask him to help us find our teddy as we've lost him. So we're to, you know, why are we to pray? Well, because God is our Father and we depend upon him for everything. So it's right that we come and show our dependence in prayer and ask him for things. So how should we pray? That's the next question we're going to think about. How are we to pray? You know, Jesus doesn't say you have to pray in a particular posture. Okay, you don't have to put your body in a particular position in order to be able to pray or God won't listen to you. No, we can use our bodies to help us in prayer, which is why sometimes people kneel down when they pray or bow their heads to show their humility before God, to show they want to honour God. Sometimes people pray with their arms outstretched to show they need to receive from God and they're looking to Him to receive from Him. Sometimes people pray with their hands together and with their eyes shut to help them not fidget and be distracted. And sometimes if you've got your eyes open, you're looking at everything else and you can't focus on praying. But you don't have to pray with your hands together or your eyes shut. But you can if it helps you. There is no particular posture that you have to have when you are praying. The important thing is to know when you're praying, you're speaking to God. And you can use your body to help you do that. Do you know, you don't even have to speak out loud when you're speaking to God because He hears your thoughts. So you can pray silently in your heart and your mind. I'm not very good at that because I tend to drift off. So I tend to always speak out my prayers audibly. Even when I'm on my own, I like to talk to God out loud because it helps me focus my thoughts, my words and prayers. But you can speak to God silently because He hears your thoughts too. And you can pray for a long time or you can pray for a short time. Later, we're going to sing a song which speaks about sending up an arrow prayer to God. And an arrow prayer is one of those prayers when you're suddenly in difficulty and you quickly say, "Help me, God, I need your help now." Yeah, to find my teddy or whatever it may be. And it's like firing up a very quick prayer to God and asking Him for help. You don't need long words to pray to God either. And you don't need special prayer voices. We come before the Lord, Heavenly Father, to live. We don't need to try and impress God with the way we speak. We just come as ourselves, humbly before Him. So we've thought about how to pray, why to pray, what prayer is. But when should you pray? When should you pray? Here's a little two-line poem to help you remember. Okay, any time, any place, anywhere is the right time and place for prayer. Can I say that with me? Any time, any place, anywhere is the right time and place for prayer. You see, any time, if you're on your own or with others, that can be the right time to pray. Anywhere is the right time to pray. You can pray in church, but you can pray at home. You can pray anywhere. On your bed, in your classroom, at the beach, in the middle of the night, when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're bored, in an exam, at the start of the day, at the end of the day, when you're in trouble. You know, we began the service with those four little sketches, didn't we? Can you think what was missing from each of those different situations? What was missing from those four situations, Elijah? What do you think it was?
Praying.
It was praying. It was praying. You're absolutely right, Elijah. Well noticed. And we're going to see perhaps at the end what those four situations could have looked like if prayer had been part of those situations. Because prayer is to be part of our whole lives because we depend upon God for everything. The great thing about prayer is that you can pray to God at any time. Our friendship with God is so amazing. We have a permanent hotline to God. Every second of every day, 24/7, 365 days of the year. Isn't that wonderful? If that's the access we have, we should use that access to God all the time. Well, just finally then, what should we pray? What should we pray? Well, Jesus has given us a prayer to pray in our passage. I wonder, does anyone know what that prayer is called up there? It's often got a special name. Does anyone know? Elijah knows. Do any of you know? What do you think it is? It's the Lord's Prayer. Absolutely right. Well done. It's called the Lord's Prayer because it's what He taught His disciples to pray. And it's a very good prayer to pray. We're going to pray it together later. And it's a good prayer to learn off by heart. Sometimes we Sometimes we're not always sure what to pray to God, but if we've got the Lord's Prayer in our heart, we know we can at least always pray that. But you know, in the Bible, there are four different kinds of prayer that you can pray. And to help us remember these four different kinds of prayer, we've got a word up here, TAPS. So you can pray TAPS prayers. And TAPS prayers, each of these letters stands for a different kind of prayer you can pray. So the first one begins with T, and you can pray thank you prayers to God. Every day we have so much to thank God for, countless things to thank him for. One of the songs we sing at church says that we've got 10,000 reasons for our heart to find to thank God. There's that many things. I mean, who can think now just of something to thank God for? Thank God for yourself. You can thank God for the life he's given you. Thank God for making me me. That's great. What else can we thank God for? For GCSE results. Yes. What else can we thank God for? Sorry? Sunset.
Gaming.
Food. Food as well. And feet. Oh, food. You can thank God for feet as well. Everything. Rosamond?
Rainbows.
Scarlet says Nanny's funny. Nanny's funny. For Nanny's humour. Making jokes. Wonderful. Last one, Elijah. You've got your arm around your mum. You can thank God for your mum, can't you?
No, not that.
Well, you should thank God for your mum. What did you say? Dogs? Dogs and cats, yeah, animals and things like that. Lovely. So there's loads of things we can thank God for. And if you ever think, well, I've got nothing to thank God for, just start writing a list. You just won't stop. Because actually, everything we have is from him. We can thank him for everything we receive. So the first kind of prayer we can pray is a thank you prayer. The second kind of prayer we can pray begins with A, and it's asking prayers. You see, we can ask God for things that we need, and we can ask God for things that other people need in their lives, or the country needs, or the world needs. Who can think of some prayers that we can say to God, asking him for things we need? Yep. You need the mountains. Yes, you know, we need the mountains, because they're beautiful, and they give us such joy, don't we? So thank you, God. For the mountains, we can thank him and ask him to keep them going. Yes.
I would say I would ask for more fresh water.
More fresh water.
Because only 2.5% of the world is fresh water.
Do you know that is an incredible fact, and well remembered. And that's a wonderful thing to ask God for. So many, you know, we take it for granted, don't we? We can thank God for water, but we can ask God to help people who haven't got water, who need it. Thank you very much. And they come from the mountains. Yes, the water comes. It's all coming together. Yes. What else can we thank God for? Ollie. Ask God for. Thank you. Strength for work and strength for each day. What else can we ask God for? Go on. I'm worried.
Milk.
We can ask God for milk. We need milk. We can ask God for food, can't we? We can ask God to supply our needs. And just like people struggle with water, we can pray with that for others. You know, there's things we need every single day. We can ask God to help us witness to him. We can ask God to help our friends who aren't well. To make people better, all sorts of things. So we've got thank you prayers, asking prayers. The P of TAPS is praise prayers. Now, praise prayers is a bit different to thanking God. Praise prayers is celebrating who God is. At the start of our service, we sang two songs, and they said something about what God is like. We were praising him. Can you think about any of those things? What's our God like that shows he's brilliant? He's great big. What else does God do? He holds us in his hands. Thanks, Ayrton. What else did we say sing at the beginning of the service? That God is great in? Faithfulness. Yeah? He's our Father. He's the one who has unfailing love for us. He's the one who sent his Son to die for us. We can praise him for his heart of love for people like you and me. We can praise him for turtles. I mean, how brilliant do you need to be to invent a turtle? Yeah? That's just fantastic. There's loads of things we can praise God for. So we've got thank you prayers, asking prayers, praise prayers, and finally the S is sorry prayers, because we all do things wrong. We let God down, we let each other down. Sometimes we can be unkind, and it's right that we say sorry to each other when we do wrong things to each other, but actually it's right we say sorry to God as well. And so there's four different kinds of prayers you can pray. So if you're ever not sure, I keep praying the same stuff, say the word taps. Have I been thanking God? Have I been asking God for things? Have I been praising him? Is there anything I can say sorry to God for? Four kinds of prayers to help you pray. Why not write that word taps down and stick it in your Bible or somewhere which will remind you of the different ways you can pray. We began the service thinking about what was missing from those four people's situations. And we're going to see those four situations again now, but this time with prayer in place.